and it is not an end. It is the beginning of the next part of your journey, and the next part, and the next part, and on and on into infinity. There is no end, just as there was never really a beginning. We know that this is very difficult to understand, but it is so. So as you move through the process of leaving your physical body, that is when you continue on as who you are for a time being, for a time period, we will say here. And that is up to each individual as to how long that will be before you make that full merging with your higher God self. And when that occurs, that is a full merging, and the personality that you were is merged in with that higher self, and merged in with you, because it is the bigger you here. So you never lose yourself. That is what we know some people are afraid of, that they will lose their personality, they will lose who they are, and you will never lose that. And certainly when you have moved through the full ascension and connected with your higher God self in a full sense, then that personality that you are, that has ascended, will continue on as that personality. So we hope this helps you to understand this very, very difficult topic to be able to explain here.
May we share?
Yes.
May we share further, dear sister?
Yes, please.
Dear sister, there are beings on the planet, many, that have many unresolved issues in relationships. There are vast amounts of unresolved things that are implanted in the chakra systems that must be cleared, you see. So let me give an example. For example, if you have a very poor relationship with, say, a brother, a sister, a father, a mother, and you wish to resolve that being that you once knew as your father, brother, sister, mother, whatever that is, will show up that way to help resolve your issues and clear your chakras and clear theirs, you see. They may have gone way past who they originally were in your life, including maybe merging with their higher self and moving on and ascending. However, they are capable of returning to that image for you to help you resolve what you need to resolve. Does that make sense to you, dear sister?
Yeah, so what I think I hear you saying, like, I'm using my father as a for instance, because he was such an enlightened man, but then he did, you know, pass away. He could have actually ascended as himself after dying on this earth. Is that what you're saying?
That is possible. That is not for you to know at this point, but that is possible. However, if you wish to see him again in his original form, he can show up for you that way.
Right, yeah. Okay, thank you so much.
Namaste.
Very good. Are there any other questions here before we take your email question? Then can we have the one who has that email question?
Yes. The email person asked, since Sweden didn't use lockdowns, are they being used for the dark or the light?
That is somewhat difficult to understand, in that it is a process that the ones that are in leadership there in this country, as you are saying, Sweden, that decided to hold back on this type of draconian type of control in terms of lockdown, and they determined that it was not needed because their experts, their medical experts, their health experts, determined that it was not necessary for them to go through this. Now, there was pressure from those of what you would call the dark side here, the dark cabal. They pressured them to go along with this process, but those in leadership there said, no, they will not do this. So then in that sense, those in leadership are considered more leaning toward the forces of light here, we will say. That is not to say that they are completely not aligned with the dark forces, but they are moving more in the general direction towards the light here, as many other countries and leaderships within those countries are as well. There are, of course, those that are still holding back and going along with the forces of darkness and their control plan here. Shoshana, do you have anything?
We will say that we were given the exact same message, and we were going to share very similarly on the lines that you have given. We will say that in a leadership position, there is, because you are on this planet, there is both light and dark. It's a mixture. And also, you are living in a free will zone. So those of the light are free to proceed as they are, as they see fit, and those of the dark are free to proceed as they see fit. What has happened in that country is the mixture of the government has pushed to decide differently than the rest of the world. However, in order to really understand what is occurring, we would have to know the minds of all that made that decision. And that is complex, you see. As we see it, and maybe as you see it, having freedom versus a lockdown is maybe obvious to those that wish for freedom, you see. That would be your answer. Namaste.
Very good. Then we are done with the question. And do you have a parting message, Shoshana?
We cannot give message at this time.
And we simply will say here that the times that are coming are going to be quite interesting. We cannot say too much more than that, other than what we already have come to know about that. But just to, again, be ready, because things are going to be, again, as we say, quite interesting. Shanti, peace be with you, either one. Alrighty.